Shout out Aeromax Inc. for the power visors, NASA sponsored.
Would you like to explain to the listening audience what the hell you're talking about?
We have plastic costume space helmets that are pretty sweet. They have a talking walkie-talkie in them, and the visors have a push button to power up and down.
And that is very true that we have these things. How old are you?
I'm 31 years old.
Okay, cool. And your birthday's coming up soon?
Pretty soon. I'll 32? Be 32 in October.
Now listen, when you turn 32, these childish fucking games that we play here, we have to grow up at some point, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Are you
right.
ready to be a man?
No.
Are you ready to be a daddy?
Nope.
Welcome back to the show. We're so happy to be back with you. I'd like to say thank you to the Antler Room. Very nice dining establishment here in beautiful Kansas City,
Missouri. What was your friend's name you made?
The mayor's daughter from Long Island?
Yes, yes.
I don't remember, dude, and I want to say...
Like Kathy.
But it wasn't Kathy, because I would remember that was kind of... You can go either way with Kathy.
Yeah.
Her name was only for clean people. Does that make sense?
1,000 thread count.
Her dad was the mayor of the Hamptons, which is just an area, but I don't know what you'd call it.
Sounds like a hotel to me.
Maybe. There is the Hampton Inn Suites, and... they have pools.
Nice.
Say the ones in New Mexico. Thanks, lady. A lot of time, a lot of good time hanging out with you. Thanks for sharing your plate with us and vice versa. Jared drank from your wineskin and it was beautiful. Also like to thank you, Drew, at Drew Little, for just being such a sweetheart.
My favorite. Love
he
him.
He did. He curated our experience very nicely.
Thanks for the olives.
We didn't belong there, but you made us feel like we did. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. I didn't do it. There was another one we wanted to shout out. Who was it? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
But there was somebody, right?
Aeromax Inc. for the dope power visors.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah,
thank you.
Some NASA helmets.
Canadian Space Program.
Yeah.
Do you have a quote, man?
I do.
Oh, go for it, please.
Oh, would you like me to read it now?
I would.
Okay. A man who is doing his true will has the inertia of the universe to assist him. Aleister Crowley.
Mr. Crowley. Bang, 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 bang. And they listen to some very young Black Sabbath wants to write a song about you. You gotta be doing something right?
Something right.
Yeah, cool. Right. Thanks for sticking with us. We want to make this our lives full time, so we would appreciate it if you think we're groovy, if you would share it with a friend, a loved one. Lead them towards being a fan.
What do you think our age appropriateness would be? I guess it's explicit content, so 18 and over.
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, there's some really cool 12-year-olds out there. I'm sure they're like, those guys are tapping in.
Tell a kid.
Yeah, tell your nephew.
Cool.
To listen to our drug-fueled rage.
That's right.
Joking. But yeah.
I believe the children are the future.
So listen to these hippies.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks, man. It's been a lot of fun interacting with everybody. Together we can, man. So thanks for putting a little gas in the tank every now and then. We love it. It's a fun one. Look forward to talking to you again. Hater.
Go watch Moana.
Go watch Moana. Cry. Feel something. We love you. Night, night.
Welcome back. It's good to be back.
It is. Are you going to try to wear that the whole show, man?
No.
Yeah, those things are stuffy. Listen, it's very cute that you bought those, but those things are... they're a little stuffy, man.
I think we're going to get to go.
There we go. You think we're going to get to go to the moon? Or wait, where are we trying to go?
Where are they taking us?
I don't know. Where do they dump you off? Listen, we've talked about it, but...
I know.
I don't understand. Like, do they just take you up and then bring you back down, or do you go somewhere?
I don't think we get to stay there. It's like anything in life. You can't stay.
It's not like an overnight?
They got to bring you back down.
It's not like an overnight journey?
There might be some time. I don't know how much time we could get.
Because listen, you've said that people have done this.
Yeah, there's even a classification of person. Like, NASA has a rank you're given. It's called like space tourist, basically. But
right.
Yeah. Like, it's a whole thing.
Well, what happens? I don't understand.
From the little bit of research I've done, it's like... only 7 people or so have actually done it, have done space tourism.
And these are deep pockets people.
Deep pockets. Saudi Arabian princes, Asian tech Mongols.
Right.
There's one famous, like, big news story of a Japanese businessman who paid like 20 mil for a trip to space. And then it never happened. And through some loophole, he didn't get his money back. So he was suing them. Just going through, just read that. But.
How the hell does that happen on that level?
Whew, I don't know, man. I'm guessing they agreed to do it and something went wrong and the money was spent.
Oh.
You know what I mean? When we're talking space, money goes quick.
I don't, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Once they build the vessel.
Which vessel? The rocket.
Whatever thing, whatever you're going
up. The tin can that I climb into?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing's built.
Okay.
I assume it was built ahead of time.
Yeah.
Where does all the money go? I don't understand. Fuel? Well, what? I mean, it's already been paid for, so what? I don't understand.
Have you seen Lords of War?
No.
With like Nicolas Cage?
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the guns and shit.
Yeah, it's like that, but with space.
But what? I don't, okay. I'm following you.
Yeah.
What are they buying?
Space stuff.
It's already, they already have it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, better, faster space stuff.
But he didn't even get to go up.
He didn't get to go up.
And he didn't get his money back.
So where did that money go?
Research. That's what I'm asking.
I guess yeah. To the next guy's trip, he funded the next dude's good time.
It's funny how that works, man.
Which is what Nick Lay said to me, man. You never want to be the guy who owns the yacht. Meditate on that. Let that sink in.
Okay. There's a lot of upkeep, taxes, insurance,
right.
Things of that nature.
I don't want to be the guy who owns the rocket either, man.
Well, then what's the move?
You wait until it's not $20 million to figure out how the rocket works. And then we holler at Elon. Once they send one up that doesn't explode.
It's like an Airbnb.
A stay B&B, dude.
Right. Space B&B.
Yeah, because I want to go to the actual space station.
Is that, that's what I'm saying. Like, where are they taking these people? They just pick them up and then...
There's low orbit flights. You can do like, you get up there where you can experience zero gravity for a little bit.
If they do that angle dive shit.
Yeah. And then I think like top notch, 20 mil, we're talking like, I think you can float around in a pod in orbit. I think.
So like you actually leave the confines.
Right. I don't think we could take what would a space Uber be called? I don't know. I don't think we can rent one and go to the space station. That would have to be under, I think, like NASA invitation.
Right.
So like, I don't think Elon's going to send us to the space station.
But what I'm getting at is like, do they send you up to where you're out of the atmosphere entirely?
Uh-huh.
You do a couple laps and come back.
Perhaps. Like you get to be a satellite for a minute.
Yeah.
I think that's top notch space tourism right now.
But I don't want to, and here's, I don't know how fast these things are going, but you circle the globe in like 30 minutes, right?
I feel like it's like 17,000 miles per hour. I guess it's an arbitrary
number.
Some
insane.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. They know the number and they say it all the time, but I can't seem to.
Here's another thing I don't understand. How are they turning those things in space if it's a vacuum? Like you're thrusting, but what are you thrusting against?
Here's the thing that nobody understands. Space.
I just don't understand how they navigate up there because you don't have anything to that you're not pushing against anything. There's nothing. So when you crank on the fucking things that like steer it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
How are they moving that thing?
Well,
because you're not.
I think saying that there's nothing there is the same as saying there's nothing in this room, like air, but the space between us.
Well, but see now air has, you can push against
it. I understand you're saying that space is a vacuum. I understand what you're saying, but it's not nothing because nothing can't exist. So it's not nothing.
Right.
It's just a vacuum. So it's beyond your comprehension living on this rock.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're a carbon-based, earth-breathing meat sack.
Yeah.
You can't understand energy on that level.
So your ultimate goal is to go to space?
Mine?
Right.
Yeah. I think right now, I'm sure it'll change. It used to just be the yacht thing, and then that kind of got old.
Right. I'm getting to like a certain point where I don't know what's going to do it for me.
Yeah, private jets and yachts don't do it for me. Now it's space.
No, it's just, you know... It's just another like vehicle trip, as far as I'm concerned. But like, what does it for you though?
I don't know. Sushi was my gateway drug.
What do you mean?
To like knowing about stuff.
Okay, you're really gonna have to spell that one out for me.
Okay, well let's take it there. But let's bring it back in and say thank you to the Antler Room.
Oh yes,
for bringing tonight's episode.
Yeah, yeah, we went down there. Not really knowing what we were gonna talk about tonight.
No,
that was the fun game. We knew that ahead of time.
Yeah.
That we were going to get all of our content from that experience.
Exactly.
The Antler Room. Now, as you put it, the only place to eat.
It's literally the only place to eat in Kansas City.
Like if you were going to have a foreign diplomat come in, that's where you'd want to send him?
Yeah, man. I mean, how about that lady that was sitting next to you?
The lady from the Hamptons?
Yeah. She was old money.
Oh, yeah.
She was
her dad was the mayor of, I don't know. Was it the
Long Island? Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah. He was like the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
She didn't care about anything.
No.
Zero things did she care about.
No, but we broke down. It was cool.
She was great.
Right.
Did you get her name?
Listen, this is going to sound pretentious, but it's like, it was one of those,
you know, the
Long Island money names. God damn it.
Oh, was it?
But not really. It was just a name, but I don't remember, but just the man, you can insert name there.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I know it wasn't Hillary, but it's one of those.
Was there though, but yeah, I get
right.
it. But yeah, she was great. Everybody was there. It was great. Great night. Way to kick it off.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew Little.
Yeah, Drew. Kyle, thanks for sending that food out.
Yeah,
so
man.
So good. Lindsay hosting the experience, crushing it.
Right.
Hillary, amazing.
Right.
She's the true boss, as we all know. Shout out Hillary Norcross.
Yeah, strong. Strong woman, man.
So what I was getting at there, my gateway drug was sushi, like of learning about the good and how things could be. Because I grew up country, right? So I grew up on like whatever, fried
right.
frog legs, literally.
Yeah.
So the first time I was on a hockey tour, playing hockey young, and we all went out to eat in Minnesota, of all places. So a terrible, terrible place to eat sushi.
Mm.
And I got sushi for the first time. I'm sure it was like a California roll or whatever.
Right.
But that's what sent me down the roll of like road of I like experiencing cool stuff.
Oh, that's what it was for you?
That was my gateway drug to like, now I want a yacht. It started with sushi.
I could see the natural order of events occurring there. I really can.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, this was weird. Let's go get some more weird shit going.
It's a pretty natural progression.
Right. What I think is funny about that is like you'll reach the end of that rope and be like, you're still space. Back. Well, that or you're back. Once, okay, listen, once you scratch the space itch,
noggin. Yeah.
Right.
So they let then me, what? They let me do that. Then what?
We'll be back to right now, what we're doing right now.
And that's the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always, I didn't know I wanted the California roll, and that sent me down the rabbit hole.
Right.
And then it was the yacht, and then it was the private jet, and then it was space.
But the ultimate question is what are you really looking for?
Because
you're not really, I mean, whatever
right.
the vehicle is.
I'm just looking for what everybody else is looking for. I'm just trying to feel something.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Do you?
I think I know what you mean by that.
What do I mean by that?
All you're looking for is to merge with other individuals.
Is that what that means to you?
To me, that's what that means to me.
Yeah.
What I mean by merge is like you both recognize, we'll just say it's two people.
Okay.
You both recognize that you have your individual roles in the game.
Okay.
And then behind that, behind the curtain of this evening's play, there's a green room.
Okay.
And that's what I'm trying to do.
The veil is thin.
I'm trying to hang out in the green room with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Literally and metaphorically.
So yeah, like Lady from the Hamptons.
Uh-huh.
Once we dropped all of those things, we started chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Literally like I was a guy talking to anybody else in the whole world.
Yes.
Or that guy that walked up with a cane.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I took a break and I went outside. I just wanted to like look at the restaurant from the outside looking in. You know, just observing.
Yeah, yeah. Taking it all in.
Right. And this dude walks up with a cane. We got off the bus, okay, right next to the children's hospital. And he walks up with a cane. And I was thinking, this motherfucker has got some kind of smooth style going. Because the cane was nice.
Was it nice?
It was a nice cane.
Like fresh or vintage?
Well, from a distance, it looked like a mahogany tile. Like a nice. Like it was someone.
It was form and function?
Yes.
Gotcha.
From a distance.
Got you.
Well, then the closer he got to me, I noticed he was wearing like one of those free t-shirt giveaway t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you go to like
potato gun t-shirt,
yeah
but
just like for I don't know, some like a healthcare thing.
House fireworks.
Exactly. No shoes, hospital socks.
I respect that.
And I'm just standing out there and we connected, like we just looked at each other. I was thinking like, man, what's this
did
guy's
he, like try to bum a cigarette off you or something?
He did.
Yeah.
They're your cigarettes, I just gave them to him.
Yeah.
We got to talking. I was like, hey, man, you're really pulling that cane off, dude.
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, I hate the cane. I'm like, well, why do you hate the cane, man? It's helping you and you look cool. And he's like, man, I just got shot.
Oh, he had a cane for being at the hospital.
The morning before that.
The morning before. And we were there around 8 or 9.
Right. He'd gotten shot twice.
Where?
All he said was he was trying to get his car back.
I was trying to get my car back.
Right. He was a nice guy.
Totally. I was just trying to get fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just trying to get my car back. And the dude said he was going to go get his cell phone and then shot me in the leg. And so he's like, I just stood there and I'm like, that's a bitch move.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he shot him again.
In the leg?
In the arm.
In the arm. So was he trying to kill him?
Well.
I guess typically.
Then he ran away. And then they chased him. And then they held him down and they put a gun in his face.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, just kill me.
Yeah.
I want to die anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I was really feeling it. Like I really,
I'm sure you were
feeling like
It sounds powerful.
This guy's trying really hard to get his car back. Like, he needs that car, right? That is his whole life right now, is getting that car so he can go put the pieces back together.
Totally. Nurse his bullet wounds.
Right. And then for whatever reason, they let him go, right? They didn't kill him. And he was getting real bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just mentioned the cane again. I was like, but listen, you're really pulling that cane off, dude.
Yeah.
And then we started laughing, right?
Right, right, right.
And I was like, look, man.
Look,
you came up here bummed out.
Here we are.
Okay. We had this moment. He's like, you came up here bummed out.
Standing outside of the nicest restaurant in Kansas City.
Right. You're not wearing shoes. You're wearing hospital socks.
Yeah.
Sad. You just got shot twice, right?
Right.
I'm like, but now look, now we're both laughing, right? And he's like, yeah, you're right, man. You're right. I am laughing. I'm like, yeah, you're doing it, man.
Right.
Like, you're still here.
Here we are.
Right. And listen, behind you getting shot and all that crazy drama and shit, it's just two beings in the green room when we took our little masks off, being like,
hanging out,
laughing
about that performance we just put on,
laughing about him getting shot and that he's still ticking.
Yeah.
Right.
That's some crazy stuff.
Right. And then I reiterated again that, like, listen, I know you don't like the cane, but the cane likes you.
Yeah.
You look really cool with that fucking thing. Right. I don't think a lot of people can pull the cane.
I barely
off.
Saw him. I didn't see the cane. I wish I would have.
Well, I didn't want to like motion to you too much, yeah, right? Yeah. But it was cool that we needed each other in that moment. I needed him just as much as he needed me.
That's how the game works, man. I've been thinking about that a lot, of what we do here and what we're trying to do and how we're going to do this, and we do this through connecting with other people.
Right.
And it's literally in every capacity, even you just being outside talking to some dude who got shot up.
Right.
Or you had both spectrums tonight. You had that dude outside, right?
No shoes.
Poverty stricken, no shoes.
Literally just got
literally
shot
up. And then when you came back inside, you sat down next to probably one of the richest women you've ever sat next to in your life.
Right.
Right.
And basically continued on the same conversation.
With a pane of glass in between you guys.
Yeah.
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 I watched you do it.
Yeah. Well, and then I noticed from doing that like the people sitting across the way started picking up on what we were doing.
They started asking us who we were.
Right.
We were like, nobody.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're just dudes here literally just enjoying the evening.
Yeah. And then I think Sweet Boy Drew kind of said what we do. And then that one guy was so cute. What did he say? He's like, I feel like I'm watching your show right now.
Right. Well, like, I mean, because in reality, that's what it is. Like, we have microphones in front of us right now, but this doesn't stop. Like,
and this doesn't work if we don't live our lives.
Right. Well, and that's, I'm glad you said that. This might just be me.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you find yourself getting annoyed at the speed of the universe?
A watched pot never boils, Chris.
But isn't it kind of annoying sometimes when it's
if you're trying to row the boat, it's annoying.
Right.
That's the trying.
I'm not saying that I agree with it, but I do find myself sometimes being like, let's get on with the show, please.
But you know where I'm coming from is you know better.
Right. Now hear me out. I'm going to relate this to, I keep doing this,
okay,
but food.
Okay.
Because it's literally the way that you take things into your body.
This is true.
That do things to you and you spit them back out.
Sure.
So really everything is kind of like that. Mental imagery, emotions, whatever the external world is, you take it in, swirl it around, you spit it back out. Okay, so that being said, let me just walk you down a road.
I think I know where we're going.
Imagine a soup.
Okay? A primordial soup? Can it be a primordial soup?
Well, here's the thing. I think the general consensus or the general mode of operating for most people.
Modus operandi?
Is just dealing with life.
Yes.
You're just dealing with it.
Yes.
Like it's a thing, it's like a burden. Okay?
Yes.
You're dealing with life.
Right.
Right?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Isn't that a fucking bummer?
Of course.
Mentality that you're dealing with life?
And once you're that mentality, that is what you're doing.
Right. So, now knowing this, imagine a soup.
Okay.
Very hot.
I can see the broth like steaming.
Like burning the shit out of your taste, like melting your tongue into like just a smooth surface, hot.
Okay, danger zone.
Right.
Right.
And all you're concerned with is dealing with it, getting it in you so you can move on to the next bowl of piping hot, burn the shit out of you soup. Okay?
Why would I want to do that?
you're dealing with it. That's why. Now hear me out.
Okay.
What would be better and more suitable to really experience the soup, to let it cool down to a manageable temperature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm relating soup to like the things that happen in your life. Okay.
Thanks.
The temperature. Let it cool down just enough. Some Three Bears shit. Okay.
Yeah. Goldilocks.
Right. So it's still warm, but here's the thing. If you try to power through that boiling hot soup, you're not going to taste it.
No, and you're going to be miserable for 2 days.
Right. You're just not going to taste it. You might get like a vague saltiness out of the deal. Now, imagine this. Now, if you let it cool down just enough.
Okay.
And you intentionally take a spoonful. You quit dealing with the soup. Now you're just...
Can I blow on it first?
Yeah. Now you're just enjoying the soup. Now you're just eating the soup. You can pick up on the salts, the savories, all the other shit, all the flavors.
The saffron.
Right. You can really taste how rich the broth is. If you let it cool down enough and you intentionally allow the soup to reveal its taste to you. Okay?
Ooh.
Now, by the time that you're done with that bowl, you're satisfied. You're not going to want another bowl. Unless it was quite delicious. But
I might have seconds.
Yeah, but it's coming. You're not worried about dealing with it, right?
Right.
Right. So my point is, instead of dealing with your life and dealing with the universe or dealing with just getting shot, slow down just enough and realize the absolute richness of every moment right now. The new moment now. It's like it's on the pin of a needle. Like it's like water running over the tip of a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Every single possible thing you could ever want. Right there. So we're not trying to go to the moon. We're not trying to have a private jet. What we're searching for is absolute richness of the moment. Right? Now, yeah, it would be fun to go do these things, like these thrills.
No. But it's all just trying to tap in and be absolutely present.
But going to space and literally intentionally, deliberately mowing your lawn can put you in the exact same satisfactory headspace.
I'm crocheting.
Anything. Whatever your mode is, folding a napkin. Right?
Absolutely.
If you can literally try to pull the richness out of even simple moments, you have to intentionally do it. Try to.
Hide and seek.
Right. I'm not saying create something that's not there, but I'm saying intentionally notice as many things as humanly possible about the moment that you're in. Then your desires go away. You won't want anything.
Well, wants are future-based, right?
Right. Yeah. You don't want things you already have.
Exactly. You can't want the present moment.
Right. Right. So my point was this whole thing is that, yes, I want to merge with people in the green room.
Yeah. Like every rock and roller.
But what I really want is to connect with someone in a moment to where we both realize the density and the beauty and the fullness of that moment and not wanting it to happen again and not being sad when that moment has moved on to the next one because you don't have a choice anyway.
Right.
You don't.
Right. And when I say that we do this by connecting with people, I don't just mean happy fun smiles.
No.
I mean like that's the game we play. That's what we're all doing.
Right.
Right. Anybody you know and anybody out there doing the doers of things.
Right.
They're all artists. You see what I'm saying? Anybody who's out there right. Doing it, they do it by connecting.
Well, and what bums me out is like people, a lot of people feel they have like a limited power.
Sure.
Or like, I can't do this because of these circumstances. But really, if you quiet your goddamn mind, there is a well of unimaginable fucking power that lives inside of you. You can literally do anything you want to do.
Yep.
The problem is that your supercomputer that's constantly making connections, it echoes so goddamn loud in your brain that you cannot really and truly taste the depth of the moment that you're in. It's a great, great
That's samadhi, man. If you're
right,
right.
If it's a great tool. It is a horrible, horrible way to run your life.
You can't do it though. If you would take in the moment completely, I'm pretty sure that's samadhi.
Right.
You actually tap into that truest present moment, your hardware would break.
Okay. Well, earlier when we had our space helmets on.
Yes.
And we intentionally were staring into each other's eyeballs when we listened to that David Bowie song.
Yes.
Did you want anything?
No.
Were you thinking about anything?
No.
Were you literally being the moment?
I think I was. I really do. It was like the step below samadhi, pratyana,
right,
or whatever.
Right. And then at that point, time is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because that could go on forever.
No, like my face was your face.
Right.
It was crazy.
And what's funny is the more you do that,
yeah,
you'll go through changes.
Yeah, I was going through changes.
I had a girlfriend back in the day,
yeah,
that we would do that. We would sit with our feet together and our hands together, and we would just stare into each other's eyeballs.
Yeah.
And at first it was like giggle funny
totally,
times.
Totally.
And then you would.
Then you start tripping your balls
off. Yeah, and then you fall in love.
Yeah.
Right? And then you start thinking about your family. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would start thinking about her family. And then I would start thinking about water or dirt or. And then I would. It was like a flow state thing.
Yeah.
And then it was almost like the sound in the room quit happening. And then we could literally like pick up on each other's energies.
What kind of drugs were you guys doing?
We weren't at all. A little sober. Maybe a little grass. But, and then one of us would laugh, be like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh shit. Though we experienced for just a moment, life, really, really experienced it.
A taste of the present.
Right, because you were not there to get in the way of it.
Right.
Now, I think you can live that way. I think you can be right there. I think it takes a lot of work.
Staring into someone else's eyes?
What I mean by that is like stare into the universe's eyes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There it is.
It's not, dude, listen.
There's the gym.
I went through so many changes this week.
Yeah.
Of like being bored, being depressed, being
overwhelmed,
being beyond super excited for a really cool thing that might happen,
right?
To being, I went through the whole range of emotions,
scared of a cool thing that might happen,
right? Because I forgot what I'm talking about right now.
Yep,
I forgot. That's the game that we're playing here, and that's a fun game to play. That's the point of it. It's hide and seek, like you've been saying.
I have been saying that, and I want to add another one onto it. Is like you're saying it here too, though, but you have to be who you want to be. Like you become your thoughts kind of thing. I'm not trying to do like the secret or the meaning of life or anything, but
there's truth behind that stuff.
Right.
Not all of it.
Right.
They're trying to sell you something, but yeah.
So there's this magic of letting go of your own personal will and then just being who you want to be.
You've been on that a lot lately. Now, when you do that.
Yeah.
How do you know you're doing that?
The inner voice is quiet and you just act.
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm in that zone.
Because I give it up a lot of the times and then I almost feel like I'm back to my old tricks again pretty much immediately.
Yeah, I guess the best way for me to describe it if I get tapped in for long periods of time is, you know, that feeling of intuition or gut instinct when you make a decision that works out good for you,
mm-hmm,
and you're like, you just knew.
Right.
Well, I can kind of live in that space.
Yeah, I can. I have been a lot recently.
Right.
And everything is just clicking.
Yeah, where I just react to my gut instinct literally all the time for every single thing I do to the point that I don't even think anymore.
I really, honestly, how I've been playing, I play the same game, but how I've been navigating that,
mm-hmm,
is I give up. I try to just forget about me.
Right.
And then I let other people's...
Right.
What's the word I'm trying to use here? I let other people's vibration,
experience,
projection.
Yeah. I mean,
I let whatever frequency they're putting out dictate the situation.
And then you flow into it.
Right. Because like I fucking spout week in and week out, I'm trying to love everybody because I do.
Right.
I do. In a way, I love the guys that shot that guy.
Sure.
In a way, they're just scared and confused.
Right.
And they think that they're going to get somewhere by doing that. And I love them because I'm like, listen, man, you guys could be best friends, couple different decisions, right?
One level vibrating higher.
Right, yeah. Yeah, someone's just got to try a little bit harder. I lost myself.
Just got to try harder, man. You love everybody.
Right. So that's what I mean by like, when I try to give up, you say not my will.
Right.
When I give it up.
Right.
And then I tune into like other people's projections and I try to responsibly serve them that way without letting them know that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
It's almost like the whole atmosphere around wherever I'm at, flowers start growing and shit. Like, no, exactly. I'm not saying literally.
Exactly.
But you can see them giving up a little bit of their...
Oh, yeah. Just the hangs with all those people at the bar tonight, man.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
Everyone was like, oh, we have entertainment here.
Right. Almost to where like I felt bad of like, yeah, are we commandeering the situation? Because we weren't doing anything. We're literally doing what we're doing here. But I think people can tell that we're just in love with being alive.
Yeah.
And that...
They want some of that.
And then they can feel that we don't want anything from them.
Oh,
that
yeah.
We just want them to let them know that like, hey, man,
yeah, we love
are you in there? I'm in here.
Yeah.
I'm behind.
We're literally sharing our food with people.
Yeah, let's go
try this.
Yeah, let's go back. Yeah, we were literally sharing our food with our strangers.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah,
right. And then people that weren't.
I tried her wine.
You did.
Yeah,
she was very funny.
She was.
I could tell. Like, she had to go take a business call.
Yeah,
I could see her out there like wanting to get back in here to us.
Oh, that was so smooth on the dumplings move too.
It was. Well, she was on a cross country road trip.
Man. Yeah,
and that's what drew. Drew thought it might be something good to talk about, like the solo.
That's right. There we're back to it. Thank you.
Right. The solo road trip.
Oh, solo.
Solo cross-country road trip. Have you done something along those lines?
Yeah. Yeah, never. I've done some motorcycle solos that were long. Most of my road trip time on the road is playing in bands. So being in a van, I was never bus
right.
touring. So being in a van with a trailer for long, long periods of time.
Right.
Definitely done some road tripping.
Right. I can't remember what it is. There's this movie called American Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, you would love it. It's a funny movie. He spent his whole life trying to make a movie and never actually did it, but he did finally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the movie's about. They follow him around for 10 years.
Okay.
It's cool. You get to see him go through changes and shit.
Yeah.
But what he would do was he'd get in his car and go up to the airport.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm in this car now. I have to do this. I can't do anything else but write. The solo time in a car it has a weird effect on the human being.
It does.
Because you're in your cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel safe.
A little metal bubble.
Yeah. Like this is where your secrets will stay.
Yeah.
The only cross, like the long one I've ever done by myself was when I went and visited my dad.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him in Arizona before he died. And I drove out there. My wife had just gotten a new car and I was like, listen, I got to go.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to fly. I intentionally wanted to drive because
20 hours.
I don't know what it is, but it was 20 hours of me literally. Because you reach that meditative state when you're driving to where it's like you turn the radio off, you're not doing anything, you're just driving,
mm-hmm.
and then you forget you're doing that.
Right.
And so,
how did I get here kind of thing?
Right. And so the way out there wasn't, I was excited in a weird way. Not excited that I'm going to go visit my dying father. But excited that we're going to get to see each other. That like I was excited to just spend time with him again. So I wasn't sad about it then. I mean, of course I was, but just the anticipation of like, I get to spend time with him, a little bit more time with him was awesome.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, all I wanted to do was leave.
Immediately or?
Not immediately. But pretty quick to immediately, I wanted to just leave. Not because I was sad, but just because
Know it was the last time you're going to see him?
Yeah, he was pretty angry at the time.
With the world?
Well, no, he just was very impatient.
With getting it on with? He wanted to move on?
He didn't want to move on.
He didn't want to move
on. He didn't want to die.
He didn't want to die.
No. And he's 53, man.
Well, sure, dude.
He didn't want to die.
Baby boy.
But he was going to.
So he was mad about it.
it didn't take much for him to snap out of his peace with it to get mad again. It could be something very simple as the soup wasn't hot enough. Because he was just literally clawing at what anything that would take hold.
Control.
Anything at all.
Yeah.
Anything he could control.
Yeah.
And they say that like you take it out on the ones closest to you.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's taking it out on my mom a lot.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off.
Sure.
I knew what was going on. Well, and then it was like, you know, it's just this weird energy between my uncles. They were staying at my uncle's house and my mom. And then like, it was just the whole thing. Everyone was just exhausted, you know. Just, you're just drained.
Yeah.
And then my dad, you know, just being kind of an asshole. But we loved him. Like, it was just like, do what you got to do, man. But like, what do you tell a dying man that you can't be an asshole?
Kind of, yeah.
I told him. I'm like, hey, man, you got to quit taking it out on her.
Yeah.
Well, he had the cock. And he chilled out for a little while, and then he was back to his little shit. But he was also dope to the gills.
That's true.
Well, and I remember the last time I saw him, we put our heads together.
Yeah.
He just...
like third eye to third eye?
Right.
Third boy?
Yeah. And, man. Whew. He, I don't think we said anything. But we both knew that this was going to be the last time I was going to see him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You knew in that moment?
Yeah. I dry cry.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about this?
Yeah. Chris is a dry crier.
Nothing, dude, when I try to cry, I don't even try to cry, but when I do cry, like nothing comes out.
No, I know.
I'm a dry crier.
Like, yeah, I know.
I dry cry.
I'm a wet, weepy crier.
You are. You're a sloppy, muddy mess. When I cry, like literally, I don't know what it is. Just nothing comes out. Occasionally, maybe just one.
It's the same way when I finish him off, you know?
Yeah. And
comes out.
And this is what's silly about me, is that when that one tear comes down,
right?
I'm always trying to taste how salty it is.
Yeah.
I never lose my tether to how fun life is.
You're a dehydrated boy.
I never lose my tether to how fun life is. Even when I'm crying, I'm like, there's some salt in that thing, man.
We taste that shit.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. I left a day earlier than I was supposed to. And everybody knew. I was like, you got to get out of here. I mean, I'd had enough.
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty about that at all. I did for a little while. But the drive back, man, was I trying to circle around to. I dealt with all of it. And what I mean by dealt with it is I didn't hold anything back. I just let the grieving happen. Cause I wanted it to be over with my grieving period.
You leaned into it.
But I'm just like, all right, man, I'm going to turn the faucet all the way on then. And I got all of that worked out by the time I got home. All of that worked out. Like one of my favorite bands put out a record that week.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of hit me, a lot of it, because one of the songs, his wife had a miscarriage. And you can kind of just hear the pain in his voice.
What band?
The Fruit Bats. Gotcha. I think the story is his wife had a miscarriage.
Okay.
The Fruit Bats. I love them to death. And there's some songs on there, man, that have various levels to them. So you're going to hear them at different levels. Where are you ready to hear them?
Mm-hmm.
And I literally just got it all out, man. All of it. And so by the time I came home and got out of my little pod, I didn't bring any of that back into my house.
Nice.
I knew I needed to drive. I just knew I needed to do it.
Yeah.
And went through the whole run of what you could imagine, you know, knowing that the last time you see your dad, and just really knowing like the shockwave that's going to send everyone around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then me leaving because I had to. But the solo road trip has a way of working on your soul.
It's a meditation.
It really does.
It's a deep meditation.
It has a way of working on your soul. So I don't care if you're driving cross country to go to Coachella and you have a trunk full of fun drugs.
Yeah.
It's going to reach a point to where you really reflect on you.
Yeah, even if you are, like, let's say, like me, in a van with a bunch of stinky dudes, there still comes those hours when people aren't joking or having a good time and you can just reflect and be quiet.
Right.
And there's a lot of power there. Yeah.
Right. Well, and, you know, I think he knew that I had to go.
Yeah.
I think he knew.
Right.
Right. Because we talked after that, but it wasn't like anything, you know, it was more of like, okay.
Well, and he needed that to know that he could go too.
Yeah.
He had to see, he had to do
well, that. And I could have flown back out there like when he was definitely going to die in like 2 days. And I just didn't because I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
What sucks is like when I watched my grandma die, like the main thing that sticks out in my head is what she looked like when she was dying.
Do you regret not flying out there to see him?
No.
No?
I don't.
You made the right call?
Yeah, cool. I did. I didn't need to be there for that.
Yeah.
Because when he died, for some reason, I don't feel like he left, but I was more aware of his spirit.
Yeah, you told me earlier tonight that Daryl wanted you to play a song.
Right.
For me.
Right. I definitely became more aware. It's like he was released and now he's everywhere.
Yeah. I see him all the time.
And whenever I want him, he's there.
Yeah.
And it's not me telling the thing what to do or say. Maybe right. It is, but it's not.
I know. Where do those external thoughts come from? Uh-huh. Like me being like, dude, what are scarab beetles? I just thought about scarab beetles.
Oh yeah. Walk me down that one. What is the scarab beetle, man? Because you explained it to me, but like I was in a weird headspace.
I don't have my phone on me, but it's
give me the
rundown. Like it symbolizes eternity, essentially, for some reason. I never really got the why, but the Egyptians definitely worshipped the scarab beetle.
I noticed that while I like the Earth, Wind, and Fire records.
Yeah.
It's like right there.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely.
And so, is that like the famous beetle and like all of the mummy movies and shit?
I'm picturing that too, yeah. Like
a gold thing.
Yeah, it was some pretty crazy stuff about like the deepest powers of creation of the earth.
Are these real creatures?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to have one now.
That's a great idea.
You realize that, right? Well, we killed that scorpion.
We did.
Well, we didn't kill
it. I wasn't here when it died.
Here's the thing. We didn't kill the scorpion. It just got really thirsty.
Well, you seem to know what happened, so I'm going to blame you.
We left for a long weekend, and I think the air conditioner went out down here, and he just got barbecued.
Did you give him crickets?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I loaded him up, dude. I'm like, listen, we're not going to be hanging out for a minute.
Yeah.
Here's 15 fat boys.
Yeah.
And there were no crickets in the tank when he was belly up.
When was the last time you changed his bedding?
Probably a month before that.
A month before that?
Yeah.
He had water?
Yeah. I took care of him. Okay. I did, but not as much as I should have.
He was literally belly up in 3 days.
Right. It was like, oh, he can walk himself to school now. Like, we're good. I can sleep in. That's kind of where I took it. Like, I love you to death, man, but like, listen, bus stop's over there. You can walk yourself. I'm not waking up early anymore.
He's taking his gum with him. He's fine.
Yeah. It's kind of what I felt, you know, and then I feel really bad. He's over there in the freezer still.
We'll try to scare it. He is in the freezer still.
Oh, Keenan Nichols said he has one for us.
What?
And it's got a story behind it too.
What?
It's a really cool thing.
Oh, my sweet boy.
Coming through, man, in the clutch moments of life.
I know.
Listen, I've really been on this thing of like, I need you as much as you need me with everybody. Really, I feel that way. We need each other a lot, more than we know.
We do this by connecting with others.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like the guy that got shot, like, he needed me right there, and I needed him.
Keep you level-headed.
And just be like...
that life's not all.
Well, and it was
all
inspirational. Like, we're here sitting here laughing. This dude's got bandages on. He's not wearing shoes. And we're smiling, and we're joking, and having a good time, being like, those wormy sons of bitches. And we were laughing about what had happened.
Right.
He needed me.
Totally.
Because he looked in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And I also needed him, though, to realize, hey, man.
I was just inside eating some charred broccoli with my friends. And here you are.
Yeah, and here you are.
Very grounding.
Yeah, polar opposite of the very, very nice, eloquent lady that was sitting next to us.
Right.
She was a sweetheart, by the way. I just want to say it again. Listen, we run into those people all the time.
Yeah. No, you two are soul bros.
Right. But I don't know if I would share my plate with someone as willingly as I did with our friend.
Yeah, I was literally just like, you want to try some?
Right. I was so comfortable with her that I thought about taking one of the dumplings off her plate, not telling her.
Well, she offered one.
Well, yeah, but the game would have been to be like, I took a dumpling.
Oh, when she was gone. She was outside and you were like, could I take one of those? And I was like, guarantee you could.
I could. And I don't think she would have been mad at me. That's how close we got immediately.
Yeah. She was like my aunt.
Right. Once you drop once we take the mask off and we're backstage in the green room, we're right there.
Yeah.
She's just different. My rich. We're family.
It's like my dad's brother's ex-wife.
Right.
Rich, but we still talk.
It's like how I talk to Bill. I'm like, listen, we know each other very, very deeply.
Right.
We've done this a very long time.
We've been in, yeah.
But in this simulation, Bill, I've only known you for 3 months. So you're going to have to fill me in on some of the details.
Right.
I get the bigger picture.
Right.
Right. We're like, you seen things like that picture of those two guys with the muscly arms. Like
exactly. It's like, I know it feels like it, but I'm not actually you.
Right.
So you gotta
just let me in on some of the details because
paint by numbers kind of thing.
Because we're soul brothers just now.
Tell me what goes here.
I just don't know all of the, I haven't seen the documents.
Right.
I don't need to, but I just haven't seen them. Aliens exist, but now I want to know why and all this. Yeah, we get it. It just never ceases to amaze me that when you're open to the moment, to let the moment just be the moment, and you give up driving, how fucking cool everything is.
It's thy will be done.
Really? It's so rad when you're just like, I don't care what happens because I'm going to be fine.
The sun will rise.
Yeah.
It really will.
Right.
It's the only thing I can guarantee you.
Right. I mean, we're pretty sure it will.
It will.
It will. Here's the thing.
I'll bet you.
It will, but there's a small chance that it could just...
You think so?
We would never know.
Hmm.
We wouldn't be able to fucking talk about it. Remember that time the sun exploded, man?
Right. Right.
Yeah, no. I don't think we'd need to document that.
We can't.
That's a waste of money.
No chit chat on sun explosions.
That's a waste of money if the sun explodes. You know what I mean?
We could have Pixar do it.
You can get out all of your you can default on all your loans that way though, man.
That's true.
You're either waiting to win the lottery or you're waiting for the sun to explode. But in between.
Right.
In between. Savor the broth, man.
That's right. Add saffron. It goes well with seafoods.
Listen, we ate all kinds of shit down there that I have no idea what it was.
We had,
I don't know, because I kept asking for ketchup.
Yeah. You got any mini corn dogs?
Yeah, can you just fire me up some mozzarella boys, please?
What's an aioli? Can you describe it to me in detail?
An aioli is when someone takes...
I'm not asking you.
Oh, okay, never mind. Thank you, because I was getting angry.
All right, no, you hate aiolis.
Yeah, I just don't know why we're doing that, man.
I don't know why we play.
The moment's enough. We don't have to church it again.
Okay, so my thing I wanted to ask you before we wrap it up. For real, magic lamp.
Okay.
What are you doing? Where are you going with it? Magic lamp. You get three.
Okay.
You get three.
Okay, first of all.
It's traditional rules.
I don't need three.
Heard, chef?
I don't need three.
Okay.
I'll do the Aladdin shit where I set him free, too. And I'll gift one of mine to you. I just need the one.
Okay.
I just want to know. I don't want anything. I really don't. So I'm going to get it. I just want to know. That's all I want. That's literally all I want, is I just want to know.
Okay.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. If you know, can you tell others?
If you really know, you can't.
True that.
I think you can. I mean, listen. I think you can dilute it enough into words. Right? But I just want to know. And I think I'm onto something. I think I know. But I also know that I don't know.
Okay. So that's beautiful. The lamp comes to me. I'm going to hope that you can explain to me the best you can. Maybe in your wish, you could say, I want to know for me and Jared. So I could be in on your wish and know too.
Cool. Okay, cool.
So then the lamp gets to me and I'm going to do... I want an equal amount of, call it good luck, sent to everyone to find their thing that moves them and to pursue it and do their life.
You just want a couple of the blocks to fall into place.
Yeah, for people, for everybody equally.
We clear the weeds away from the path.
A couple obstacles for everybody. Just set them on their best life.
Okay, cool. That's one.
That's the only wish I want too, because if I get to know from your wish.
Well, and the genie's free now.
And the genie's free, so we're just hanging out doing
bong
rips.
And we're going to be bros now. Oh, yeah. And I want to keep the lamp just for like my coffee table.
Yeah, of course.
Right. You know, we just put like, I don't know, snacks in it.
Yeah. So I think we figured it out. We're going to set genies free. We just want to know, and we want everybody. We wish good luck.
Since we were talking about manifesting things a lot recently.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a very, very bold, bold proclamation.
All right.
And I'm going to manifest it into happening.
All right. I like these. I like when we set things.
Oh no. And this is the people that are listening right now are going to be like, you're fucking nuts, man.
Cool. Let's do it.
But watch, watch.
Okay.
Watch. Just watch. Cause when it happens, we're all going to high five.
Okay.
I'm going to manifest Jack Black into coming onto our show.
You think so?
Yep.
How are you going to do it?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
No, but I'm going to do it.
We're going to do it together. Yeah.
Well,
we'll do it together.
Right. I mean, you've already kind of greased the wheels, but.
Well, you're referring to me hanging out with Jack Black.
Yes.
Okay.
But the pod nary had been mentioned.
No, I didn't even talk to him about it.
He's going to come on our show.
Okay. Got a time frame?
Nope.
Cool.
And I don't want to know because it's more fun that way.
It is more fun that way.
I'm going to manifest. Watch me do it because I'm going to.
I'm
going to
watch. I'm sitting right here. This is I live here.
I'm going to do this. Jack Black is coming on the show.
Okay. He's good people. Great hang. You're going to love him.
Right. He will be on our show.
Okay.
And I'm going to make it happen.
You're also going to play Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks's.
Oh, and then, yeah, another thing I'm going to do is if the cards line up, right?
Right.
I'm going to play Tom Hanks in the Tom Hanks biography movie.
Right.
Because I think I could do that too.
Oh, yeah. You'd be perfect for it.
I would nail it.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have Brad Pitt play me in my movie.
It makes me mad that you get Brad Pitt.
Why?
Because, I mean, you do, though. It's the thing. That's the only one that could do it. But it makes me mad because I get Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks to death.
But it's a great lineup.
Nobody had pictures of Tom Hanks on their walls in the teenage girls' rooms. They didn't.
You want to be on the walls of teenage
girls? No, I don't. You get what I'm saying, though? Like the Farrah Fawcett. Like everyone had that poster, Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. You just want to be sexy.
Well, just like they had, yeah.
I get it.
Tom Hanks ain't
sexy. You're saying Brad Pitt.
But he is, bro.
You're saying I'm sexier than you and it bums you out.
Yeah, it does. But it's okay, man. Listen, this is your journey, not mine.
You're sexy too, man.
In a weird way.
Yeah, exactly.
In a weird way.
In a weird way.
It's a fun, cute way.
It's a fun, cute way, but then it's like, it's my finger.
Here's the thing. You're like a Siberian husky, piercing blue eyes, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm like the fucking curly haired poodle that won't leave you the fuck alone.
Well,
and then immediately, after that, you fall in love with him. When you realize he's smart, and you're like, oh, he can go get the paper?
Yeah. And he loves me?
Right. And he yells himself out to go shit?
Yeah.
And then comes back in?
Yeah.
Right. And he loves me? He loves me unconditionally?
Right.
That's where I'm at. But you're just like a badass Siberian husky that's like, anybody want to come get some of this?
Yeah? That's right. How you view me?
Well, in this game we're playing here.
Okay. Oh, of me being Brad Pitt and you being Tom Hanks.
Right. Yeah. Because Brad Pitt is the Siberian husky of this scenario, and Tom Hanks is the curly-haired fucking son of a bitch poodle. I love him to death. He's my favorite actor of all time.
I know.
He really is.
I know.
He crushes it nonstop.
He does. He's a better actor.
Oh, my God.
But I think Brad's going to be a better hang.
Well, this is your karma.
That's true.
So, yeah. Manifestation. Okay. Jack Black's coming on our show.
I want to meet Leonardo DiCaprio.
And I'm going to do it.
Can we throw that one in there?
I can't.
You can't?
No. That's not my game.
Okay.
I'm manifesting Jack Black into coming on this show.
Okay. So you're saying I got to manifest my own shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I only got one room for one big thing.
I hear it. I get it.
Right?
Bandwidth.
So, listeners, please, I know that you love us and you're celebrating with us.
Somebody who's listening or watching right now could make that happen.
No,
I'm sure.
They could.
Yeah.
They could. I'm going to put it out into the ether and I'm going to let it come back to me.
Okay.
Jack Black will be on the show.
Okay.
I don't know how. Don't know when. But when it happens.
Are we going to go to him or is he going to come to us?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
When it happens, the fucking grin on my face.
We probably have to go to him.
I'm going
to
look at the camera. I'm going to look at you guys and I'm going to wink.
Okay.
Like, remember I told you so.
I'll be there.
And you can do it too.
Me?
No, that's anybody.
Am I anybody?
Anybody can do it. I'm not saying anyone can have Jack Black on their show. I'm saying if I can do that.
Why?
They could if they wanted to.
Oh, okay, cool.
If I can do that.
Yeah.
That literally proves to you that you can do anything.
If you think it, you can do it.
Like I've been preaching. Laser beam focus your shit on that.
If you think it, you can
Without manipulating the universe too much, it's going to happen. So, yeah. I'm going to manifest that into happening.
I think that's amazing. Will it work?
That's not a matter of will it work. It's
okay.
When.
I like your steadfast... Rock hard.
You see what I'm doing here?
Warthog mentality.
No, there's no room for naysaying.
There isn't.
In the manifestation game, there's no room for doubt.
There isn't.
Why would you do that? If you're trying to manifest something, why would you doubt it?
You can't.
What the fuck are we talking about here?
Right. What's,
yeah. You're squirting water on the electrical circuit.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
It wants to be dried up. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. But not because I'm just like tongue-in-cheeking you. This is going to happen.
Okay. Am I there? Can you already see it in your mind's eye?
Jared, this is, look, this isn't 50-50. This is 100 between the
bodies. 100-100. You heard it, people.
You're going to be here. For whatever reason you don't want to do this anymore, I'm not doing it anymore.
Heard chef.
If you die, not doing it anymore.
Damn, I mean, just keep doing it if I die.
Right.
Like, get robot sound clips of me and like...
We could.
Yeah.
We could. Oh, let me just tell him now. That last episode, we literally had to patch in every single bit of my audio.
Chris toasted out the audio that night, and we had to come in here and 2 days later and Pixar every single thing he said over the top of it.
So everything that you hear coming out of my on my end of the thing on the last episode,
mm-hmm.
we Pixar'd in.
We did. Pre-editing, it took us about 16 hours.
Uh-huh. Which you'll get the reference if you listen to the last one.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you, dude...
No, I hear it. But that's, you're going to get Jack Black on this show. That's
if
great.
If you build it, they will come. Do you have any closing arguments?
I want to leave people with the magic lamp thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want out of that lamp, man?
What would you really do?
Do you want a yacht wrapped in leather?
That's going to get bored quick, easy.
Yeah, you're going to get, dude, like I said, which I just want to hang out in the green room and I want to know. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Yeah. I just want everybody to be on their path doing what they feel good doing, because then we all win.
Yeah. That's going to happen. Just let it happen. Relax.
Exactly.
It's fine. Right. We all love each other. Goddamn.
And then we free the genie on the third one. So.
Right. Who's the genie?
Who is it?
Yeah. I want mine to be Shaq.
Shaq, huh?
He was in that god-awful movie, Shazam. But yeah. I want my genie to be Shaq.
You know, I want mine to be Casper, the friendly ghost.
Okay.
He's like smaller than you'd think he would have been.
Too. Oh, I guess it's a genie. I don't have to make it a human being.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Well, then I'd want to be Jake the dog from Adventure Time. I changed mine.
That's pretty cool.
He'd be a dope genie.
Yeah.
Right. He'd be a great hang too.
Yeah.
All right, man. You heard it first. You heard it last. We're doing this. We want to make this our lives. So we really appreciate it when you tell people about how groovy this is. So,
like, share, follow. We love you.
Yeah. We love you so much. Thanks for telling everybody. Can't wait to see you guys again. And we will see you next week. Later.